6.1. Safety belts, proper positioning, adjustment, and driver's legal responsibilities. We have all heard of the elderly lady who lived in a small apartment and died of starvation. When the police went to investigate, they found over $10,000 in cash. She starved to death, yet she had the resources available to survive within her reach. What do you call someone like that? The same can be said of a person who dies in a car crash because she or he refused to wear a seatbelt. What do you call someone who dies when survival is within his or her reach? What is even worse is when someone does not put his or her child in a proper safety seat. Lap shoulder safety belts. Florida's law is click it or ticket. Buckle up, it's the law. Florida now has a primary enforcement seatbelt law, meaning drivers can be ticketed for not using their seatbelts even if there is no other traffic offense. The first mandatory belt use law was enacted in the state of New York in 1984. Adult belt use laws are now in effect in 49 states and the District of Columbia. The laws differ from state to state according to the type and age of the vehicle, occupant seating position, etc. Research has found that lap shoulder safety belts, when used, reduce the risk of fatal injury to front seat passenger car occupants by 45% and the risk of moderate to critical injury by 50%. For light truck occupants, safety belts reduce the risk of fatal injury by 60% and moderate to critical injury by 65%. In 2012, 21,677 occupants of passenger vehicles, cars, light trucks, vans, and SUVs, were killed in motor vehicle traffic crashes. This represents 65% of the 33,561 traffic fatalities reported for the year. Among passenger vehicle occupants over 5 years old, safety belts saved an estimated 12,174 lives in 2012. Ejection from the vehicle is one of the most injurious events that can happen to a person in a crash. In fatal crashes in 2012, 79% of passenger car occupants who were totally ejected from the vehicle were killed. Safety belts are effective in preventing total ejections. Only 1% of occupants reported to have been using restraints were totally ejected, compared with 30% of the unrestrained occupants. See footnote number 1. The facts speak for themselves. Whether you are going 20 miles per hour or 70 miles per hour, you are a lot better off wearing your safety belt. The 1996 NHTSA study, Crash Outcome Data Evaluation System, CODES, linked traffic and medical records in 7 states to assess total costs of injury from motor vehicle crashes. The study found that the average inpatient costs for crash victims who were not using safety belts were 55% higher than for those who were belted, most current data available. Proper positioning and adjustments of safety belts. Wear lap belts around your hips, not your stomach. Fasten them snugly. Wear a shoulder belt only with a lap belt. Florida now has a primary enforcement seatbelt law, meaning drivers can be ticketed for not using their seatbelts even if there is no other traffic offense. Any violation of these laws is considered a non-moving violation that carries a fine.